He's worthy of your praise. Yes, he is. Come on now, just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Come on, just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name, we bless you. We bless your name, we bless you. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah, we bless your name. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Come on, just begin to magnify the Lord. Come on, he's worthy of your praise. 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 Yes, he is. Yes, he is. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Come on now. Less of us, more of you. None of us, all of you. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that this word shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that this word shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic word, any satanic device, any satanic weapon or force. Father, we declare and decree. Glory. Oh, Father, come on now. Hey, glory. Father, we just thank you. We declare and decree that this word has been activated by your anointing, your yoke-destroying, burden-removing power of God. Father, we declare and decree, Lord God, that this word is going to fall on good ground. And Father, your word says that, high glory, when the word of the kingdom, high glory, is received with understanding, that Father, that you would activate the hundredfold, the 60-fold, and the 30-fold. Oh, come on now. Somebody's going to get this. Somebody's going to get it right now. Ha, ha, glory. Father, you are releasing the hundredfold, the 60-fold, and the 30-fold. I'm going to say it again. He's releasing the hundredfold, the 60-fold, and the 30-fold. All right now, at the same time, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I declare and decree it right now that your word is forever settled in heaven. Father, I declare and decree right now that your word is forever settled in heaven. Ooh, I'm going to say it again. High glory, that your word is forever settled in heaven. Father, high glory, the enemy cannot come against the word of God. High glory, his shot. Oh, come on now. Somebody's going to get this today. Somebody's going to get it. Somebody's going to get it. Hey, glory, it's your time to receive your breakthrough. Come on now, Father, right now. Father, I declare and decree, less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, I declare and decree that you are going to think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords, that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we're going to be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against us is ever going to prosper. No weapon. Come on now, no weapon. Come on now, high glory. No weapon. No weapon. High glory. Hey, Kisha, come on now. No weapon. There is no weapon that he can try to create, devise, or put up against you that will ever prosper, because that is a promise. Oh, come on now. Kisha, the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me today. Come on now. The promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen. Can I say that one more again? The promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen. So you already have, listen, you already have God's permission to activate and move in his word. And the word amen in the Greek and Hebrew means it is so, or so be it, okay? It is so. It is already established. So you don't have to see. Once you find a promise in the word, see, his word is his promise. Oh, come on now. Oh, come on. I'm going to say it again. His word is his promise. Come on. Can I say that one more again? Because that felt so good when I said it. His word is his promise. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Someone's going to get this today. Woo, my God, my God, my God. You're going to get this breakthrough today. See, the devil's not going to be able to stop it. Why? Because his word is his promise. Oh, I'm trying to get this to somebody. His word. Glory. These 66 books of the Bible is his word, and his word is his promise. Oh my God. I'm trying to get this to you. I want you to understand this. His word, what you read, high glory, from Genesis to Revelation is his word, and his word is his promise. Oh my God. Come on, lift your hands. Come on, let's go to the word. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you. Notice that the blood of Jesus is against you. Woo, the blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus. You cannot put your hand through the blood. So the blood of Jesus is against you. Father, we declare and decree right now that this word that we receive today is falling on the good ground of our heart. And Father, you're going to activate the 100-fold, the 60-fold, and the 30-fold right now. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on, type it right now. I receive it. It is so. Come on now. Woo, my God, my God, my God. I receive it. It is so. Woo, my God. Now listen. Man, this is going to be a powerful week. Amen. Yesterday, we just celebrated the feast of Passover. We celebrated the first fall feast of the Lord. Amen. And like, I know what y'all saying. Huh? What the feast? What? I missed a meal? Well, there is a meal involved. But listen, the feast of the Lord are God's declared times when God declares, creates, assigns the meeting, the place, and the designated time. It's called a set time. In Hebrew, it is called a moad or a moadim, an appointed time. This is the time when God releases his mercy and he begins to pour out his favor, his divine presence and influence on your life. Okay, Psalms 102. Come on now, let's go here. We've already started the word. Come on now. We are in his divine appointment right now. Good morning, Corey. Woo, come on now. Psalms 102. I got to share with you what this time and season is in your life. Come on now. We're going to go to a couple different scriptures real here. And like I said, I'm going to be done in about 10 minutes. Amen. So we're going to Psalms 102, then Psalms 23, then Psalms 34. We're going to be there this morning as we go forth. Amen. And Father, right now I declare and decree that your word has been released. Psalms 102, verse 13. It says, you shall arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time. Here we go. For the time to what? Favor her. High glory. For the time. His moadim, his appointed time to favor, release his divine presence and influence on your life is come. Yea, the set time is come. Now, I want you to pay attention to the two words, is come, okay? It means it's here. It's already here. Is come. And this word is the Hebrew word bo, which means to enter, to come, to go in, to, oh my God, to come upon, to fall upon, oh my God, to attain, woo, my, to lead in, to carry in, to bring in, to cause to come in, to gather, oh my God. Woo, to bring near, God, to bring upon, to bring to pass. Woo, my God, his set time has been activated to bring to pass his favor in your life. Oh, my God. Woo, my God, someone type, I receive it. It is so. Amen, amen, amen. Somebody better get this morning. Woo, you are, oh, my God, my God. Hey, broko eshe teraba. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. You better get this. Oh my God. Okay, okay. Let's go to, let's see here. Woo, my God. Psalms 23. Amen. Psalms 23. I'm just letting you know right now what is being released prophetically in your life. Psalms 23, Okay, Psalms 23. Now remember, we're talking about this set time, this appointed time of favor. Look at Psalms 23. He says, the Lord is my what? Shepherd. How glory. Jehovah is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. This is going to be your time and season. Listen, of wealth and abundance. It's going to be your time and season of the overflow. Oh, I'm trying to get this to you right now. This is your time and season. Why? Because in Exodus chapter 3, he says, I am come down to deliver you. Why? Because I'm your shepherd. Oh, my God. And a shepherd comes down to personally bring the sheep to where the grazing is. Okay. He maketh me to lie down where? In green pastures. Oh, my God. This is going to be your time of feeding. Oh, my God. This is going to be your time of bringing in the sheep. Oh, my God. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me by the still water. Okay. Oh, he restoreth my soul. Now, here's the key. This time in your life, God is going to be restoring your soul. Okay? The Bible says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. You can only go as high and as far as your soul, as your mind, as your thought process, your subconscious can believe. This is why you have to feed your subconscious the word. God told Joshua, meditate on my word day and night, and whithersoever you go, you shall prosper and be successful. Oh my God. This is going to be your time and season of meditating, feasting, and getting into the word like never before. Why? Okay, because in Matthew 6:33, he says, seek ye first what? The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is God's way of doing things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these what? Things shall be added. Okay, so when you are activating this set time in your life, you have to understand that you are activating his divine favor, grace, influence on your life. Come on, someone type I receive it. It is so. Good morning, Sister Missy. Amen, amen. Great time with you in the choir yesterday. Amen. But listen, type I receive it. It is so. Come on now. I got 3 minutes to make this happen. He restores my soul. He leadeth, okay? So he's in front of you. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What is his righteousness? His relationship. Glory. Come on now. It's his relationship. Okay. He wants to make sure that we stay in relationship. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For you are with me. Why? Because he's the shepherd. He's Jehovah. Oh my God. Woo, surely you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. See, everything that you went through before. Now, listen, if you did not sow your seed yesterday in the feast of the Passover, get it today, sow it now. Oh, my God. Oh, do not miss it. I know some of you were hanging out with the family and doing whatever, but listen. We celebrated his appointed time yesterday, his feast, the first feast of the season, which is the most important feast because it's the beginning feast. It's the time of the rain. Oh, my God. Joel chapter 2. Oh, my God. See? Woo, my God. The Quinteros got online and we caused me to be able to go to another level. Go to Joel chapter 2. I wasn't even planning on going here, but you need to understand that what you're in right now, Joel chapter 2, the feast of Passover. Now remember, Joel chapter 2, come on. Listen, his kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. So the first feast is the time when God brings the rain. So the desert, remember, Israel is in the desert. So the desert ground could be watered with the water of God. So it can be broken up. Haggai says, break up the fallow ground, okay? Without the rain, without the former rain, the beginning rain, you can't break up the ground to prepare the ground to receive the seed. Joel chapter 2. Be glad, you children of Zion, and rejoice, for he has given you the former rain, the beginning rain, moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. Now, here's the key. to the power of Passover. The Feast of Passover represents the beginning of God's season. Oh my God. It's the beginning of God's month. We read it in Exodus chapter 12. This shall be the beginning of months to you. So this is the first month of God's season of favor in your life. And he says, I'm going to give you the former rain, which is the beginning rain, and then the latter rain, which is the maturing harvest rain, at the same time in the first month. So this will be your season, listen, of the double portion. Woo, my God. Passover is your season of the double portion. This is what Passover is. Why? Because you get the beginning rain and the ending rain together at the same time at the beginning. Come on, get your seed. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Woo, my, oh my God, I felt that right there. Come on now. Father, I thank you right now that your word is forever settled in heaven. Father, you said that your ways are not our ways. And Father, you have given us your kingdom principle of seed time and harvest. So Father, I thank you, Lord God, that as we sow the seed, as we sow the seed, as we sow the seed, either the 8888 or the 18888, which is a new beginning seed, or the 2024 seed, which is the $224. Amen. Listen, my God, listen, when you do this, you are activating, listen, the former and the latter rain of God in your life. There it is right there. Hey, glory. Put it, oh my God, get your seed ready. Father, your word says, ha, glory. Oh my God, my God. Oh my God, oh my God. See, I felt that right there. See, the devil cannot stop you or God's season in your life when you sow the seed. Father, you said, now, if you can use the Cash App, $ Prophet MD Bryant, the Bible says that as the prophet and the supervising priest of this ministry, I can declare, according to Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30, I can declare the blessing to rest and remain on your house. Oh, come on now. See, you don't believe me. Look. Oh, I'm going to show it to you right here. Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30. When you give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he may cause the blessing to what? Rest in your house. See, when you sow it into my Cash App, come on, those that can get a seed right now, get it right now. If you can't do the 8888 or the 188 or the 224, get your best seed right now. Sow it into my Cash App, $ Prophet MD Bryant, because I'm speaking the blessing. Father, your word says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, your word says that when they put it into my hand, I can declare the blessing. Father, I declare the 100-fold, the 60-fold, and the 30-fold. I declare Deuteronomy chapter 1, that you would multiply and increase them 1,000 times greater and better every day. Father, I declare and decree that they're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going out, blessed coming in. Everywhere where their feet walks upon, you have given them dominion and authority. In Jesus' mighty name, the blessing shall remain in their house. And Father, I thank you that this is the day of their deliverance, manifestation, and harvest. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss the Daily Bread this week. We're going to be walking in the prophetic, walking out the benefits of the feast and your seed time and harvest, Father. And listen, tell somebody. Don't just keep it to yourself. Let somebody be blessed like you being blessed. See you tomorrow morning.